As Ken Scott was in the infancy as a music recording engineer, call it fate, his biggest break came by working with those four lads from Liverpool that would become the most influential group of all time. So the 50th anniversary of the Beatles has him looking back in time at the group that forever changed his life at the ripe age of 16. He shared his experiences on Monday with bandeer and audio art students at Syracuse University.
The first band I ever worked with as an engineer was the biggest band in the world, and I had complete freedom. And there's no better way to learn about mics and EQ and all of that kind of thing than being able to use whatever I wanted to at any given time to see how it would sound, and not being under time pressure or almost any pressure, because they always wanted things to sound differently.
But Scott adds that it's difficult to recount what order of Beatles albums he engineered that were released here in the U.S. The English titles were often changed for the American albums.
Beatles for Sale, I think, was the same. Rubber Soul was definitely the same. And then, as I say, the White Album, Magical Mystery Tour, as engineer, main engineer.
Scott feels the recording industry has become too predictable, and what made the Beatles fab was their ability to think outside the box. It was often trial and error at Abbey Road Studios when he picked out microphones with Paul McCartney.
Paul and I would go into the mic cupboard and he'd go, I like the look of that one, let's try that on bass drum. Okay. The look of the mic was more important than the sound.
Scott appreciates the time he spent with the Beatles, especially a close friendship with the late George Harrison. He says none of the albums the Beatles recorded were ever expected to last more than 6 months to a year. Their longevity of 40 to 50 plus years is what he calls
ridiculous.
John Smith, WAER News.